to this question tweeted in by Bar Royal.
Is attraction for the same sex found in animals too?
There are lots of behaviours that we sometimes think of as exclusively human, but in many cases, upon investigation, we find out we're not so different from our animal cousins. To see if this is the case here, I heard from Dr. Paul Vasey from the University of Lethbridge in Canada.
Same-sex sexual behaviour, such as courtship, mounting, and pair bonding, has been documented in well over 100 species worldwide. Same-sex sexual preferences in animals are harder to document conclusively because this requires demonstrating that an individual chooses a same-sex sexual partner even though opposite-sex mates are both available and willing. Despite the fact that such data can be difficult to collect, preferences for sexual partners of the same sex have been documented in a number of animal species, most notably Japanese monkeys. In that particular primate species, females in certain populations routinely choose female sexual partners, despite the fact that motivated male mates are available. In most species, individuals that engage in same-sex sexual behavior also engage in sex with opposite-sex mates. So overall, they exhibit a bisexual pattern of sexual orientation. In domestic sheep, however, about 6 to 10% of males only court other males and engage in same-sex sexual behavior exclusively, never interacting sexually with females. Consequently, scientists talk about these rams as being homosexual with respect to their sexual orientation.
This is higher than many estimates of homosexuality in the human population. Here in the UK, for example, the Office for National Statistics reported in 2011 that roughly 1.5% of adults describe themselves as gay or lesbian. Estimates vary, however, and mostly rely on self-reported survey data, which can result in inaccuracies. But why do animals exhibit homosexual behaviour in the first place? It certainly won't accomplish the most obvious purpose of mating, which is to produce offspring.
In many instances, animals use same-sex sexual behavior to facilitate adaptive social goals. For example, bonobos, or pygmy chimpanzees, use same-sex genital rubbing to reduce tension associated with food sharing, to form alliances, and to reconcile conflicts. However, in some species like Japanese monkeys, individuals engage in same-sex sexual interactions simply because they're sexually gratifying and not because they serve any sort of social function.
Whether it's to enhance their social position, improve group cohesion, or simply because they enjoy it, there are many natural examples of non-human animals exhibiting homosexual and bisexual behaviour. There is, however, no evidence of animals being ostracised for this, so homophobia appears to be a uniquely human trait. Food for thought, right? Next week, we'll be getting hands-on with this question from Hannah.
I've heard that London cab drivers get bigger parts of their brain from having to know where all the roads are. And I'm wondering if the bit of my brain that makes my right thumb type text messages on my phone might also be changing.
If you know the answer, then you can get your thumbs going. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or get stuck into the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum.
And that is it for this week. Thank you very much to Hannah Critchlow and also Khalil Thurloway and Daniel Blackwell for production. Next time, we'll be finding out what your phone says about you, but without you realising it. The answer is quite a lot, in fact, and it's telling would-be eavesdroppers who you are, where you are, and even who your friends are. Next time, we'll show you how to protect yourself. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the EPSRC, the STFC, and the Wellcome Trust. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.